So I'm just going to do a little talk. If we got the next slide, okay. And we're nearly done. I'm not going to be very long. And I don't know. Has anyone ever made a promise to you? Do you know when I was very young, my friend was promised a car for his 18th birthday, and you know he didn't even want it, and he said, "Oh yeah, I'm going to get a car for my 18th. I don't even want it." And the rest of us was like, "Are you mad? Why don't you want it?" And like, to be honest, we thought, "Nah, he's just making it up. He's not going to get a car." But actually, truth is, he did get a car for his 18th birthday, and we were all really jealous. And so my mum didn't promise me a car, but she did promise that she would pay for all my driving lessons when I was 17. And to be honest, back when I was 17, I wasn't that coordinated. I'm probably still not that coordinated. It took me a very long time to learn to drive, actually. I did have a big kind of four-year break in the middle when I went to uni. And but anyway, she kept on paying for driving lessons and driving lessons and driving lessons. And many years later, probably 7 years later, I'm not too ashamed to say, a very expensive promise was kept. And she even paid for my last test. And I finally could drive. Our children wanted a rabbit when they were much younger. And, you know, they promised that, we will feed it every day. We will clean out its cage once a week. We will stroke it. We will love it. Anyway, we caved in. How foolish of us. Do you know what? They didn't keep their promise. They didn't. In the end, I thought, I just got so fed up of nagging them to clean it out and feed it. I just thought, do you know what? It's the livestock in my house. I don't know if you've ever read that verse in the Bible. It said, look after the livestock in your house. I thought, okay. It's my job. Look after the livestock. It's a rabbit. I don't get anything from it, but, you know, they didn't keep their promise, but I looked after it. Now, we celebrate Christmas because God made a promise to his people. And it was a promise that was made way back in the time of Isaiah, probably about 600 or 700 years before Jesus was born. And this is the promise. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And the amazing thing about Christmas is that Jesus' birth is God fulfilling this prophecy that was given to Isaiah. And another way to describe it is God made a promise to his people, and then in Jesus he kept that promise for us. So the first thing the prophecy says is the government is on his shoulders, and which is a very posh way, kids, of saying that Jesus is the one who's in charge. He's the leader or the ruler, or the one governing. I don't know if you've ever looked at people who are in charge and you think, goodness me, I would not want your job. Sometimes I look at my head teacher when she's trying to do staffing and I think, so glad I don't have your job. And sometimes we look at people who are in charge and we think, why on earth did they make that decision? What are they doing that for like that? That's just wrong. And the promise in these verses is that Jesus is the one who carries leadership. And you know, he does it with authority and he does it with total integrity. And you can totally trust him to make the right decisions and the right judgment calls, even when they're hard. You know, Jesus isn't going to cave into public opinion or sin or wrong thinking. And you can look at what he says and does, and you can say, yeah, that's just. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true. And we can trust him and follow him because his rule and leadership is good and right. So the second part of the prophecy says that Jesus is a wonderful counselor. So today we talk about counselor as somebody, you know, people often go to a counselor when they're having a hard time. And they might talk about their situations and their anxieties, and the counselor kind of gives them some good strategies and helps them and supports them, gives them advice. But so that's kind of the counselor we kind of think of. But I've also got this other picture in my mind, and it's like of a royal court. And sometimes the counselor is somebody who kind of supports other people and supports the king and supports those who make decisions, and they are educated and wise and knowledgeable and experienced, and they can advise on how to take really good decisions. So if you need to know how to live life well, then you need to look at and read about Jesus's life, what he said and how he lived. You know, Jesus's counsel, his wisdom, He always encouraged people to live their lives in a way that would please God. And following his ways is going to help us to live well and in a way that pleases God. So the third bit of the promise says that the baby is mighty God. And it promises that Jesus is the most powerful and that he is God. You know, in kids' work on Sunday, sometimes we talk about God feels a bit like an amazing superhero. He is mighty. In the Bible, there's all these amazing stories about Jesus. So I was thinking, just like I listed a couple, like without even thinking, like he heals people, he calmed the storm, he fed thousands of people miraculously, he walked on the sea, he raised the dead. He is the strongest and the mightiest and the most able to intervene and help us. But the most amazing thing is that Jesus isn't a cartoon character. He's not like one of these guys who've been made up, actually, sorry. He's real. And in the Bible, in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17, it says, there is nothing too difficult for our God. What does that mean? I don't think we can begin to tap into what that really means. But Jesus asked us, or told us to ask him to help. He said, I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And you know, that's an amazing, incredible promise for us today that we can ask him for help. The fourth thing in the prophecy says that the baby who was born is our everlasting Father. And Jesus came because he chose to have a loving and a close relationship with us. The relationship of being our Father. And you know, he is the most brilliant dad and father you could ever have. And the promise is that his fatherhood never ends. It's everlasting. It always has been and it always will be. I know that you guys have got really, some of you have got really good dads, but you know, my dad was lovely, but you know, sometimes he got a bit aggy. And sometimes he shouted, sometimes he got quite impatient. You know, our own Heavenly Fathers can be flawed, but Jesus is the Father who loves you, who supports you, who nurtures you, who is not flawed. A really, really good God and a really good Father. The final part of the prophecy is that the baby will be the Prince of Peace. And you know, when I was looking this up, I was looking at what does the Prince of Peace mean, and so we know Jesus is someone who's going to bring us peace in our anxious and worried lives, but not just by saying don't worry or trust in me, whatever. God does something like really supernatural in our hearts that brings us peace, and that's because the peace that he really brings is the peace that comes from being in relationship with the Almighty Father and with him. And that is the real peace that comes at Christmas. No more broken relationship with God. It's not really about there being no war or no conflict on earth. It's about us being restored, being given a restored relationship with God and being able to know peace with God. And I think out of that flows peace in our relationships with other people and in the people we live with and the people we work with and the people we interact with. So this Christmas, let's remember that God made this incredible promise to us, which was totally fulfilled when Jesus was born. He was born for us. The government is on his shoulders. He's a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And I'm just going to pray for us all this Christmas. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you so much for your birth as a tiny baby on earth. Thank you that by your birth, you kept this promise that God made to his people. And Lord Jesus, we want to ask you that today, right now, this Christmas time, that we can know that you are God, can know your leadership, your counsel, your might, your fatherhood, and your peace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Do you want to...